The movie Maudie is the true story of a painter whose work is so exuberant you'd never guess what a difficult life she lived. In a moment, NPR Susan Stamberg will tell us about the art and legacy of the real Maude Lewis. But first, our critic Bob Mondello reviews the film.
She is tiny, her frame bent, fingers crippled by arthritis, though she's barely in her 30s. Still, it's her brother who looks nervous when he tells Maude she's going to have to stay with their Aunt Ida.
I sold the house.
Our house?
Maude, Mom left it to me.
I'd look after it.
You can't look after yourself.
I'd get a job or something.
A job doing what?
I don't know.
It's easy to see why her fellow Nova Scotians might underestimate Maude. She walks with a limp, talks tentatively, but she's far from helpless. When the town eccentric comes into the general store looking for a live-in maid, she spies an opportunity.
What can I do for you, Everett?
I'm looking for a woman.
A what?
A housemaid.
Like the kind of thing we sell.
Am I an idiot? Well, I need you to write it. Huh?
You write a sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Looking for a housemaid. Must have her own, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sense of humor?
No. Cleaning tools. Must have her own cleaning tools, that's it.
The sign is barely up before Maude, played pluckily by Sally Hawkins, has grabbed it and started walking miles to Everett's place. He is a fish peddler, seriously antisocial, living in a wooden shack. Played by an almost unrecognizable Ethan Hawke, Everett is startled when Maude negotiates a tiny pittance of a salary and starts cleaning, cooking, and though he bridles at this, adding color to things around the house using leftover house paint.
You could paint fairies on the wall, huh?
They're not fairies. They're birds.
Well, who told you could do that, huh?
Well, you did. What? You said, make the place look all right. I think it looks all right.
They're quite the pair, Maudie crabbed, Everett crabby. Still, there's something about them together that kind of works, partly because Hawkins and Hawke are remarkable, partly because the filmmakers let them make much of small things. The looks on their faces, say, when she starts popping bright, cheerfully painted cards in with his bills, and a New York visitor offers to pay more for her card than for his fish. The world doesn't give this woman much, but then not much is required to make her happy.
On the window, the whole of life already framed.
Maudie's life was so constricted, but her gaze so expansive, as is her movie. I'm Bob Mondello. Now, here's Susan Stamberg with a look at the real Maude's art.
There's no rain in her clouds, no gray in her shadows. Maude Lewis's small paintings are bright with sunshine and filled with blue skies, crystal snow, calm waters. They're pictures of joy. It's folk art, no formal training.
Often with a very cheeky sense of humor.
Shannon Parker is curator at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, Halifax. There are 55 Maudes in their permanent collection. Why do you have that many? Do you have them because she's local or because she's good?
I'd say both. She's a local artist who, if we didn't collect them, especially in the beginning, nobody else would have.
The gallery also has Maude and Everett's house. After they died, the province of Nova Scotia bought the pint-sized house and gave it to the gallery. Money was raised to restore it, and in 1998, the house was moved right in. In her final years, Maude told the CBC she rarely left home.
Ain't much for travel anyway.
Contented right here in my chair, she said.
Now that I've got a brush in front of me, I'm all right.
Inside, surrounded by walls, bread boxes, cookie sheets, a stove she'd covered with cheery painted butterflies and tulips and swans. Canvas was too expensive and hard to get. Maude also brushed her house paint onto beaver boards and masonite, all original from her imagination.
I never seen many paintings from other artists, you know.
Hadn't seen other artists' work. She saw what she saw. Lots of animals, cows, horses, cats.
Oxen with their brilliantly lashed eyes.
With her gnarled hands, Maude Lewis started out painting 25-cent Christmas cards with her mother. Then came landscapes on the boards.
And that she charged originally $2 and eventually up to about $5. She was very hesitant to ask for more money.
Now they sell for anything from $8,500 to $20,000. She became known in the late 1960s. Passing tourists saw her sign, Paintings for Sale. There was a magazine article, then the CBC interview. Eventually, she couldn't keep up with the demand. She sold her pictures wet. Curator Shannon Parker thinks Maud's popularity, her story, is a work of slow magic.
They didn't have a lot of money. They had no running water. They had no electricity. There was a very limited what she was able to do with her life, and yet her artwork was what she wanted to do, and it's something she was able to do and touched so many other people. That's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.